Do you realize how much the people you are with affect what you say and do in public? Our study in the Gospel of John moves along now in chapter 18 to verses 15 to 27. And if you have your Bibles with you, I wish you would take them and open them, because I'm going to spend time looking at what you actually have there before you. In this passage, in this 18th chapter, we are continuing to notice the report that was written of things that happened when Jesus Christ was arrested and brought to trial. Yesterday, you'll remember, we had noticed about his betrayal and his arrest, and our attention had been focused upon Judas, and we'd wondered in ourselves how Judas could do such a thing. And we had said, you'll remember, at the close of the hour, we had pointed out that the only way in which you can understand Judas is that all the time, from the very first, he had had this love of money, which stayed in his heart, which he never yielded to the Lord, and eventually this was the snare that caught him in this evil deed that he did. And now today, we're going on to notice in verses 15 to 27, especially that which pertains to Peter. Our attention will focus on Peter, so we're going to watch him. It's an interesting thing that in these last days of the Lord Jesus Christ, these two men among his disciples, acting in the way in which they did, in what they did, seemed somewhat alike, and yet they were so different. I'm referring to Judas, who betrayed him, and Peter, who denied him. In the passage we were studying yesterday, which was in the first 14 verses of the 18th chapter of John, as we read along in there, you will remember that Peter was ready to fight for his Lord. And now we're going to notice in verses 15 to 27 that this same man denied his Lord. So let us just look in verse 15 and go on from there in our reading while I comment upon these things. We read, Simon Peter followed Jesus. And by the way, whatever else we may think about him and however we may judge his denial and everything like that, let us not overlook something very important. There were very few people that were following the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, don't forget that. There were thousands of people saw him. Hundreds of people were near to him. Very few people followed him. Peter was one of those very few. So before we pass off any cheap and light judgment on Peter, let us remember he was one of the very few people that walked with the Lord. Here we have Simon Peter followed Jesus. And then we read, and so did another disciple. Now that's an interesting thing, because in the context it becomes clear that this other disciple was John himself, who wrote this book. And it's an interesting thing that in the whole book of John, he never mentions himself by name. He always refers to himself either as that other disciple or the disciple whom Jesus loved. And here he says, he writes, and so did another disciple. And then you're going to see that it was John who was acquainted in the court, and it was John that got Peter inside the court. We read, that disciple was known unto the high priest. He may be a family acquaintance, it may be a relative. And he went in with Jesus into the palace of the high priest. When they came and arrested the Lord Jesus and took him into the palace, took him into the courthouse, so to speak, John was allowed to go in because he was a personal acquaintance of the high priest. And when he realized that Peter was not allowed to come in verse 16 we read, but Peter stood at the door without. That is like at the gate of the compound. It would be well to have in mind while we're reading here that all of this that you hear that you're going to read about in this portion did not happen within the four walls of one building. They happened within the four walls of a compound. Actually, the temple had a compound very much similar to the campus of a downtown university. When you have a number of buildings all related together and a big wall around the whole area. And that's the way it was with the temple. There wasn't just one building. There were a number of successive buildings, and a courtyard was there. But Peter was standing without, at the door without, probably at the outside gate, not able to come in at all because he was a man who was unknown. Remember, this was in the early hours of the morning, and because he was an unknown stranger, he was evidently kept out. Peter stood at the door without, then went out that other disciple. And here we have John referring to himself in this way, which was known unto the high priest, that was John, and spake unto her that kept the door. He talked to the servant who was in charge of the door and brought in Peter. So John actually sponsored Peter's coming into the courtyard of the temple in this way. Then saith the damsel that kept the door unto Peter, this girl that opened the door for him, said, Art not thou also one of this man's disciples? He said, I am not. And this you will notice now is the first denial. And we read in verse 18, the servants and officers stood there who had made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and they warmed themselves, and Peter stood with them and warmed himself. This does not mean inside a building. This is inside the courtyard, like a patio. They'd come in the door, come in through the wall, and when they came inside, and buildings were around in this square, so to speak, in this open place, at one corner, in this open place where the soldiers were, they had built a fire to warm themselves the way people would do in a country like that, which does not have ordinary heating facilities, because normally speaking the weather is warm, but this was at the season of the year when it could be cold, and it was cold this morning, and they had this fire. They warmed themselves. And now notice these significant words. Verse 18, Peter stood with them and warmed himself. Now I want to remind you that yesterday when we were talking about Judas, way back in verse 5 you will read, Judas also which betrayed him stood with them. Now Judas stood with the soldiers who came to receive the Lord, to arrest the Lord Jesus Christ. And here Peter stood with soldiers again, but he just stood with them to warm himself. And that you can understand how that would be. Also, though, I want you to notice that he put him in company with these soldiers. And he was standing there when the next incident happened. But now we read on in verse 19, and we'll just notice this incident that took place. I think now that the actual trial was going on in an inner room. That is to say, in a building over on the other side of the courtyard, we'll say, where you would go on into a courtroom, a separate building. That his high priest then asked Jesus of his disciples and of his doctrine. And he investigated him, asked him questions. Jesus answered him, I spake openly to the world. I ever taught in the synagogue and in the temple, whither the Jews always resort, and in secret I have done nothing. Why askest thou me? Ask them which heard me what I have said unto them. Behold, they know what I said. And when he had thus spoken, one of the officers which stood by struck Jesus with the palm of his hand, saying, Answerest thou the high priest so? Jesus answered him, If I have spoken evil, bear witness of the evil. But if well, why smitest thou me? Now Annas had sent him bound unto Caiaphas the high priest. This little incident brings out several things. And one of the things it brings out is that the Lord Jesus, although he was meek and humble, was by no means going to let the matter be lost, shall I say, for fear of witness. He gave his witness and testimony, and for the sake of the record, he told the truth. And when the high priest started asking him questions, the Lord Jesus exposed what was undoubtedly his purpose. Doubtless the high priest, in asking him questions, was hoping him to say, get him to say something that would trap him. And he stopped them right at the outside and said, If you really want to know about my teaching, why don't you ask the people who heard me? Everybody heard me. I preached out here openly. But that kind of conduct, for that he was abused. He was struck in the face by an officer who claimed that he was acting impudently. Oftentimes it will seem like impudence to those who are in authority if someone who is being accused of something just reports the truth, which would put them in a bad light. And that's what happened here. But we're thinking about Peter when we go to verse 25. Peter stood and warmed himself. This is the second time it happens. Again, let me tell you, this is a short story. This is a short account. There's not much room to write about much. There's a whole lot happening. There are many soldiers here and many people. There's the high priest and there's much going on. The council is there and all these people. That's not what's mentioned. What's mentioned here is that Peter stood and warmed himself. And notice that that warming himself is again just the same as verse 18. And it brings out something as far as Peter is concerned. You and I know that Peter is going to deny his Lord again. You and I are sorry for that, and I'm going to ask you, why do you think he did it? And as you get through thinking about why you did it, you'll have to admit that at this point, Peter is being affected by, influenced by, the fellowship of other people. How did he come to have fellowship with these other people? Well, he stood at their fire and warmed himself. I wonder how many of us are in danger of doing that. All round about us, the world has all manner of little ways in which they relieve their feelings. They do little things like build fires so as to chase the cold away and they won't feel so badly. And they have all kinds of little devices for relieving the tension and leaving their monotony and relieving their troubles of one sort and another. It's a big temptation for us to join with them and just share with them in these things. I'm quite sure that the body of Peter got warm at that fire. I'm quite sure that that happened. but it proved a snare to him, as we shall see. Then they said therefore unto him, Art not thou also one of his disciples? He denied it, and said, I am not. One of the servants of the high priest, being his kinsman whose ear Peter cut off, and he would have a special interest in this, said, Did not I see thee in the garden with him? Peter then denied again, and immediately the cock crew. Now, if you have this story before you, as we read it elsewhere in the other Gospels, you'll find more is told there about it, but always it comes out in the same way, that Peter denied his Lord three times before it was daybreak. You might well ask yourself, how could he do it? Why would Peter deny his Lord? And if you were to review the things that had happened, I would bring your attention that in Matthew 16, verses 21 to 23, you will see that Peter was thinking like a man when he told the Lord to save himself. Shortly after that, in chapter 26, verses 33 to 35, he was filled with self-confidence when he said, I will never forsake thee. In verses 36, chapter 26, verses 36 to 46, in Gethsemane, he was sleeping when he could have been praying. And in verse 58, we read he followed him afar off. And just now I pointed out to you, he warmed himself at the fire, at their fire. And so Peter actually was taken off guard when he thus denied his Lord. Our God and Heavenly Father, help us that we may walk close and keep us from foolishly denying our Lord. For thy name's sake we ask it. Amen.